And it's a happy Friday here on the First Coast Jag fans. What is going on? This is Tony Wiggins with your Jacksonville Jaguars report here on Locked On Jaguars. Lots of talk about unity, trust, training camp, hard work, all the guys coming together. Gardner Minshew is DJ Chark's guy. DJ Chark says he's a leader by example, not necessarily a rah-rah guy. Josh Allen is the type of dude that you want to have as a son-in-law and all of this stuff. And I get it. And you know, that's the kind of stuff you want to hear. Those are the kind of guys you want on your team. Be careful to fall into this personality trap. Don't let it steer you away from the fact that they have to win games. I don't care what their personalities are. I don't care about any of that stuff. Be careful not to let it sway you away from the fact that they have to win regardless of what they act like. That's the point. Pay attention. Stay focused. Stay absolutely focused, man. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. I know it's real easy to point, you know, fingers at the fact that the guys that left here kind of left, you know, a little bit angry. And mainly it's, you know, the Fowlers, the Ramseys. Boye had some things to say. And, you know, it's always easy to look at the guys that left kicking and screaming and then love on the guys that are here now. It's always easy to look at, you know, the Allen Robinsons of the world and those guys and just say, hey, it didn't work. It's easy to look at Bortles when he's gone and say, look, nice guy, just wasn't good enough. And then look at the new guys that are here, the alpha dogs, and say, these guys are better players, and those guys are nice guys that you want to have a beer with, but these guys are dogs. And now look at these guys and say, well, those other guys were alpha dogs and they bark loud, but these guys are just nicer guys. And they care about each other and they don't care about themselves. It's the easiest and the oldest trick in the book, man. And, you know, you do that because you're optimistic and you're trying to look for something. You also do that because that's the way people lead you, especially when the people that's leading you want to deflect away from the fact that it's their responsibility to put a winner on the field. I'm always tripping out because I'm looking at it like this. Don't you know that the people that are telling you that are the folks that's responsible for picking those same selfish players that left here in the first place? Don't you know that they knew? They should have known anyway who those guys were when they picked them, and that they made an informed decision to bring those type of players here because they thought that those guys could help win? But you know, the only reason they're saying they need the other kind of guys now is because they failed and that didn't work. But you know that they had nice guys before they had those alpha dogs who aren't that nice. The kind of guy before they had those dudes that wake up biting. I call them the great white sharks. They bite even when they're not hungry, right? That's all they do every day. They just bite, 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 chew, 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 right? Well, before they had them, they had a team full of nice guys, and they sucked. So they switched it up to go out and get those type of dudes. They had a modicum of success, just a little bit, but they weren't equipped to handle that kind of stuff long term, right? So now they've purged and they've gone back the other way. So now everybody's sunshine and rainbows. And we're gonna get a whole bunch of son-in-laws in here, right? And we're all together. And that's all I hear everybody talking about. It ain't going to matter if they don't win. Y'all going to be ready to run their ass out of town, too, if they don't win. All right? Man, wake up and pay attention, man. Bump all of that. Win some games. Win some games. I'm going to break it down to you, man. I'm going to give you the examples on this episode of Locked On Jaguars. And, you know, I'm sort of like that big brother, that uncle. I saw a clip of Ozzie Guillen last night that had me rolling, and I'm him. That's what I'm gonna be. Ozzie Guillen influenced me. He was talking about one of his former players, and he motivated me today to just be that dude. Cause I even tweeted out, and I know people that act like Ozzie, but at least they get liquored up first on brown liquor before they start acting like that. And Ozzie was sober and he did it. So I'm going to be, and I'm not on brown liquor. I'm at my office. So I'm going to be that dude. I'm going to be that guy right now today, sober. And I'm motivated to be Ozzie Guillen. I'm going to be your buddy that you might have to fight every now and then. And I'm going to be straight up with you. And I know y'all enthusiastic about training camp. And I know y'all enthusiastic about the season. And I know y'all happy and you want to hear good things. And this is good stuff because in the long term, it's going to help you. I'm going to help you keep your eyes on the prize. I'm going to give you some news and notes in the third segment. But in this first segment, man, I'm going to have to lay it down on you. And I'm going to just have to tell you. I'm just going to be that drunk uncle that you might have to think about not inviting to the cookout the next time. I'm going to do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about our friends over at rockauto.com, and when I say friends, I really mean friends, because friends care about you and friends save you money. When you need car parts or accessories, I'm talking about anything from the bumper in the front to the bumper in the back, rockauto.com is the place that you need to go. Now, even if you're not going to fix your car yourself and you're going to have someone do it for you, you can still save that money by ordering the parts as a do-it-yourself person, but then getting the parts to the person so the person can work on your car. Go to rockauto.com, which is a family-owned business that has been in business for 2 decades, and you can get the lowest possible price on all the parts and accessories. Go to that box where they say, "How did you hear about us?" and enter Locked On so they know that you heard about them from us. And start saving money right now. I'm telling you, man, you won't beat these prices anywhere. And I'm going to tell you, whoever's going to work on your car, when they ask you where you got these prices from, you tell them. They're not going to believe it. RockAuto.com is the real deal. Locked On Jaguars is the real deal. Together, we're working together to save you money. Go to RockAuto.com right now and start saving money on your car parts and accessories. Okay, man, so we're going to bring this thing back. And it's not really one media outlet or another. It's not one coach or another. It's not any of that. So I'm going to give you some backdrop, right? So a few years back when Jalen Ramsey was a rookie, someone that was very connected with him, in fact, they were contractually connected with him, was someone that I had been friends with for over a decade, and I was really connected to his family. A really, really good friend of mine. And so Jalen gets here and Jalen starts talking smack to other players. And first it was Steve Smith Sr. Then it was chomping and chomping and chomping, and fans loved it. Then it was the pushing incident with AJ Green. And then it was going back and forth at guys. And then it was all of that stuff. And so the Jaguars had been an organization where they had never really had people that were in anybody's face like that, right? So the fans kind of were like, yeah, you know, because we got, and I understand, you know, we had sort of gotten sick of people, whether it was other teams being the punchline of people's jokes. People always talking about moving. Look, I get it. We started to fight back. And the team, even though they didn't win a lot that year, it was like a fight for respectability. So when the team started winning and they started coming around, I noticed in the locker room, the mics were always in Jalen's face, and he was rolling his neck and rolling his eyes and getting a lot of attention and coming out with lists saying, "This guy sucked, that guy sucked, and you trash, you trash." One thing I never did, I never crossed the mic, even though Jalen used to speak to me, and he's got a relationship with my son and all of this stuff, I never crossed the line and approached him anything other than a professional way. I ever tell my friend, and I have some people that listen to this podcast, folks that know me, and I told him this. I didn't tell him that I told my buddy this who was connected to Jalen, but I did tell them this individually. I said he needs to be careful. He needs to be careful because of all the fans that love it and for all the media people that cackle and laugh with him and they stick their mic in his face and they love the quotes, and who wouldn't, because it makes your job easier. And for all the ha-ha-has he gets, you know, Ali did it and Dion did it and everybody, you know, you love it and you give everybody a quote and it's like, ha-ha, that's funny, that's funny. I say, the second this thing turns and it gets sour, it's going to backfire and it's going to be 100% the other way. It's going to be 100% the other way, whether it's with media or it's with fans. You're going to come off as a loudmouth. It's going to work for you, and it's going to work against you. What happened? What happened? Yeah, the rest is history. And I knew it. And my boy Brandon, he's out there right now. He'll tell you that I said it. And everybody who works in any barbershop on the west side, I stood there and I told him in front of 40 people, and I said, watch. You just got to be careful. Because that's just the way it goes, and I'm smart enough. I've been around, you know, enough to know how that stuff works, right? Yeah, you know, you laugh at me today, laugh with me today, laugh at me tomorrow, right? If you live for the applause, you'll die from the criticism. I understand it, right? So fast forward to last year, just last year. And we can even go back to the Coughlin era when the team was winning, it was cool. And then after a while, everybody says we got too many choir boys. I remember that. That was a misconception, too, because Coughlin didn't have a bunch of choir boys. That was a lie. Ask anybody that played. They may have talked about, Coughlin may have talked about, there were people on that team that did a lot more stuff than the people that were always in the newspapers. Whether it was Jimmy or R.J. Soward or whatever. It was people on that team worse than that. And I know that for a fact. Okay? That's why I laugh when people think that Coughlin dealing with Jalen was the worst thing he ever saw. That's a lie. That's a flat-out lie. Go back. He tried to sign Alonzo Spellman. Go back and look at stuff about Alonzo Spellman running down the street in Chicago butt-naked. I'm just saying, okay? R.J. Soward, you know, with his stuff. There was a dude that was supposedly a Crip who wouldn't even wear a red hat, injury hat, in practice here with the Jaguars. So, you know, don't tell me Coughlin never dealt with stuff. Having to send drivers to dudes that was drunk to practice. Don't tell me that the worst thing he ever dealt with was a dude with attitude problem. Come on. So my thing is they, you know, they always talk about too many choir boys, too many nice guys, right? We need dogs. We need some dogs. Okay. So the Gus Bradley era at first with the Jokels and the Cyprians and all of these guys, we need more dogs. Okay, so you start getting dogs. You get Jalen, you get Leonard, you get sign Malik Jackson, they draft Jan, they get all of these sort of guys, and now they're out here swinging. They're yelling at guys like Jarrell Casey. Remember now, Jarrell Casey's a great player. Malik told Jarrell Casey, yeah, you home for the playoffs, sucker. You know what I'm saying? Jalen, yeah, we're going to the playoffs. We're going to Super Bowl and we're going to win it. The crowd's cheering. They're going crazy. They love that kind of stuff. You know, Leonard Fournette's running in Pittsburgh telling dudes, yeah, meet me at the hash mark, lowering his shoulder. You love it. You love it. You love it. You love it. All of a sudden, they had Telvin. They had guys talking. They were one of the most penalized teams in the league. All of that stuff is fine. Look at a lot of college teams. A lot of college teams that have a lot of success, most penalized teams in the league, and they're going to the national championship game. It's fine until you're losing. When you're losing, that's when everyone says, okay, enough is enough. When you're winning, nobody has a problem with it. Let me give you another example. Last year, Foles gets hurt. Minshew Mania comes in. Everybody wants to talk about is the mustache, the cool shorts, the good looks, the improvisation, the mustache, the shades, the headband, the hair. I said, let's focus on football. Let's focus on football. Let's focus on football. Everyone wants to focus on the caricatures. Everyone wants to focus on the R&V. Nick Foles comes back. Nick Foles wants to talk about culture. Hey, man, go home and hug your wife. We're having a baby. Family. Come together as a team. He started talking like that, and everybody wanted to run his ass out of Jacksonville, right? Let's fast forward to this offseason, right? And right now, what are we talking about? Team, culture, how everybody's playing for each other, how we had to get rid of all of these other guys. Wait a minute. Wait, just 1 minute. Wait, I'm time out. So wait a minute. We're talking about team, culture, playing for each other, not individuals. Are you guys kidding me? Are you serious? I'm going to do something on the other side of this break. I'm going to show you why all of that stuff sounds good, but it doesn't mean a hill of beans. If I've ever been as real with you, I've never been as real with you before. I'm going to be as real with you as I can. I'm going to do it on the other side of this break. Hold on, buckle those seatbelts and come back. And I promise you, I've never been more real than I'm going to be with you on the other side of the break. Okay, man, look, let's not get it twisted. It's better to be a good person than a bad person, all right? I ain't perfect. I try to be more good than bad. I try to surround myself with better people than worse people. It's better to be a good teammate than it is a bad teammate. That's not my point. My point is, what will people accept, right? You think when Tyreek Hill caught that pass in the Super Bowl, anybody cared about his past? Really? I just want to know. You think when Zeke Elliott got $90 million as a running back, Jerry Jones for 1 minute thought about anything that Zeke had gone through, his suspensions or anything like that? This hypocrisy in sports kills me, man. And then we sit up here with these talking points. Look, I don't mind talking about if a guy, if a guy's a good guy, a guy's a good guy. But this whole thing with these violins where we sit here and want to go through this BS where we let people play us along in this soap opera as if, yeah, man, you know, we got rid of all of the bad guys and we're moving on to something else. Without even challenging the fact that you're the one that went and got the bad guys in the first place. Without challenging the fact that 4 years ago you got rid of all the choir boys to bring the bad guys here because you realized you couldn't win with choir boys. Who are you fooling? It was your responsibility to put good football players on the field. You weren't complaining about those bad boys when you were winning AFC Championship game. Not one bit. You just say, oh, we need to clean it up a little bit. And by the way, what about the choir boy? What about the good boy that doesn't eat fast food? What about number 91? That while Dante and while Jalen were doing whatever, what about the dude that came in every day and showed up for work and kept his head down and worked out? What about the guy you said, Doug Marrone himself said, if there's one guy I don't worry about being ready, it's John. What about the guy that Calais Campbell said, as a rookie, worked like a veteran? What about the guy that's always in there working? What about the guy that's in the film room all the time? What did you do to him? You leveraged him. And you turned him into a bad guy that now even some of your old players are ripping on Twitter. Are we really going to be hypocrites like that? Are we really going to sit here? Are we really going to do that? Are we really going to do that? Or what we're doing is deflecting. Are we deflecting from the fact that the reason why we can have this conversation about good guy versus bad guy, or we're all a team, man, we're all together. We can't blame this on Coughlin either. So I'm glad finally somebody ain't sitting here putting Tom Coughlin in this situation. And the reason I'm saying this, I'm not being a Debbie Downer. What I'm sick of, I'm tired for the fans, man. I'm tired for the fans. Getting read the same single script every year. I don't care if I'm talking to media. I don't care if I'm talking to staff, administration. I'm just sick of this narrative. I'm sick of this script being written for fans every single year where, yeah, we got rid of these guys or they're gone. So now it's these guys that we got rid of the bad guys and now we got the family guys in. We got the guys that's going to, let me tell you something. If y'all don't win, if they don't win, I don't give a damn if they go to church 7 days a week. It's not going to matter. They're going to suck and you're going to be miserable. If they win, I wouldn't care if they drank beer at a bar and drank whiskey butt naked until 5 o'clock in the morning and showed up for practice 3 hours later. You still wouldn't care. Because that's what sports is. You accept their personality and you accept their flaws as long as they ain't out here hurting women and children and getting DUIs and hurting people and doing things in the city and being criminals, we don't care about their personalities. Nick Foles was probably one of the nicest guys on earth, and people were ready to run him out of here with gasoline draws on out of this city last year. Right? Right. Right. Jalen Ramsey was no different when he left it and when he got here. But they hated him when he wanted to leave, and they loved him when he came in here. He was the same dude from the time he got here to the time he left. It's just that y'all was on his side when he got here, right? Right. I understand your fans. That's the way it is, right? Those jokes and all of that petty shit, that petty stuff, all of that wasn't funny. It was funny when he got here, when the jokes was on somebody else. But when the jokes was about you, it wasn't. Right? I get it. I get it. That's the way it is. Those jokes were funny while they were 10-6. Jokes ain't funny when you're 5-11. I get it. I get it. So don't get tricked and fooled. It's incumbent upon the organization and the team, starting with the owner, the GM, and the coach, to put a winning product on that field no matter what the personality of the team is, as long as they're not committing criminal activity, you know, in the community. Don't get tricked by all of this. Oh, it's kumbaya. Oh, man, we got a good bunch. You know what? If you didn't have a good bunch before, that's still on you, because it was your responsibility to get a good bunch. And you can't blame that on Coughlin. You can't blame that on Coughlin. You can't blame that on Coughlin. At some point, these people have to take responsibility that if you had a bunch of bad players, you were the one that went and got them. Or you set the temperature, you put the thermostat in the building that allowed dudes to walk around hot like that and not be accountable. You did that. You did it. At some point, we have to say it was on us. It was on us. You can't just keep blaming everybody that left here for the way it was. And you keep keeping your job and just keep sitting there saying, yeah, man, you know, we got good guys here, man. You know, it's fun to come to work every day, and there's so many good guys. And it's, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. And y'all, you know, the fans, y'all deserve better. Don't fall for this crap. Don't fall for it. Every time you hear it, I don't care if it's from a media member. I don't care if it's from a player. I don't care if it's from a coach. Say, nah, we heard that before. No, we're not going to sit here. Whoever's not here anymore, they're gone. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that no more. We've been hearing that stuff every single time. You go back to Gene Smith, Shaq Harris, Jack Del Rio. They did it to Wayne Weaver. Man, they did it to Coughlin the first time. Every time somebody leaves, the reason why the organization is the way it is because of who's left. The first 3 years of Dave Caldwell's regime, it was Gene Smith's fault. The next 3 years of Dave Caldwell's regime, it was Gus Bradley's fault. Now, it's Tom Coughlin's fault. Now, Doug, it's Coughlin, and it's Jalen's fault. I'm sick of talking about who's gone. I'm tired of saying, oh, these new guys, they're so much better than the old guys, man. You know, the way it is now compared. You know who left here? Calais Campbell left here. What was wrong with him? Nothing. What was wrong with AJ? Nothing. I'm like Nino Brown now from New Jack City. You mean you let one or two people? You let Coughlin and Ramsey and Fowler ruin your whole team? Really? Foles? Little Bible study Nick Foles ruined everything because he just wanted to be nice? Man, stop it already with this, man. I'm trying to stop it before it starts. These excuses are starting already. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm fed up. I'm getting in regular season form here. I know y'all are all happy, man, but come on, man. Don't let them start doing that to you. Stop it. Happy Friday. Listen to Draft Dudes here on Locked On, right? Listen to Locked On NFL. Listen to Locked On Fantasy Football, and they keep it real just like me. I'm telling you, man. Pay attention. Let this sink in all weekend. It's the realest thing I ever told you. Pay attention. Don't let coronavirus get you tricked. We're going to still keep it real here on Locked On Jaguars. Have a nice weekend, man. This is Tony Wiggins with Locked On Jaguars.